Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
You're listening to the world's smartest podcast network.
When I go to Sacramento, I will pump up Sacramento. Sacramento.
Some say the news is fake. Others say it's real. These two don't have the time to check. Instead, Turner Sparks and Michael Ira Kaplan turn to comics stationed around the globe to be their eyewitness reporters so that you can know what's really going on. This is Lost in America.
All right, everybody, welcome to Lost in America, episode 222. Is that right, Kaplan?
I didn't check, but we'll go with it. 222.
My name's Turner Sparks.
I am Mordechai Yitzchak Kaplan.
Oh, he's Mordechai for today.
I'm going double
Hebrew.
Find
me, you can find me at turnersparks.com. You can find Kaplan at Cap in America on Instagram. This show is at Lost in America Pod. On the show today, we have Benji Lovett coming to us all the way from Israel. Kaplan, we're talking about the elections. There's been a multitude, is that the right word, of elections in Israel over the past couple years. And we're going to get into that in just a minute. But before we have him on, before we bring him in, Kaplan, this show's been going Patreon. Let's start with Patreon. We got a big shout out. We got a new Patreon subscriber this week, Charles Sutherland. New Patreon subscriber. Shout out
to
Charles. And listen, he's coming in with the right attitude, Kaplan, because we told people the kind of audience we want. You know, we're specific with our audience. We won't take just anybody listening
to this
show. That's
why some people say why don't you have more patrons? This is why. We don't just take anybody. We put you through we try you out, see if we like you.
It's like joining a podcast frat.
Exactly.
We have to rush you. Yeah, we have to do a lot of things. So anyway, he wrote
exclusive.
When we let him join,
yes.
he sent us a big letter, and I'm not going to read all of it because the whole thing's fantastic, saying how he got into the show, how he found out about it. Shout out to Andrew Heaton. He found out about through Andrew Heaton's podcast. Right. But he also said, no doubt, all the reasons why he wanted to join, he said, no doubt being a blowhard at a party will be a valuable thing once parties are allowed to exist again. And then he quotes himself saying, well, actually, my good friend on the ground in Peru has let me in on all the inside details of the constitutional crisis. And you see, ... So that's what he has to look forward to by listening to this podcast.
That is, Charles is a genius, because we always tell people you listen to this podcast and you go and you go to a cocktail party and you blow hard away. But we always said, say you're listening to a pod. I heard this on a podcast, right? You kind of sound like a douche, I realize, when you say it that way.
Everybody listens to podcasts these days.
Yeah, you say my friend in Peru. You adopt our... I think it's okay if we volunteer all of our guests. They're signing up for it. They're your friends now.
Yes.
So, yeah, so if you say my friend in Peru, my friend in Chile, my friend in Israel, if you just start dropping friends from all around, it makes you seem so sophisticated.
And no one's going to double check.
Yeah. It's not like Hilaria Baldwin where anyone's going to call you on this.
not happening. No, they're not going to ask you to call them on the phone and see if they're doing the accent.
We should
not
book her for
the
Spain episode. That's another topic, but yes.
Yeah, exactly. Shout out to Charles. Anyway, the way you can become a Patreon subscriber, go to Lost in America Pod. No, go to patreon.com/LostInAmerica, patreon.com/LostInAmerica. For $5 a month, you get this show. Well, you get this show for free, but for $5 a month, you get Kaplan and I 3 extra times a week. So we're your morning radio show now. No, you don't have to listen to the morning zoo anymore. You get us in your car on the way to work. 3 extra times a week for $10 a month, you get a Lost in America number one in Armenia t-shirt. Because if this is your first time listening, yes, we did go to number one in Armenia a couple months ago. And yes, we did design t-shirts and now sell them as a commemorative token article merchandise. That's the word for that. Much like when Michael Jordan, the Bulls would win championships, they print hats. We print t-shirts when we go to number one in countries.
Yeah, and we've gone, much like Michael Jordan, we've gone to multiple number ones, so thank you to all the fans, and hopefully this week we're going to go to number one in Israel, because that was a dream of mine when I was a little boy growing up in Hebrew school, so let's see.
Number one in Israel, here we come. Speaking of that, Kaplan, all right, I'm going to tell you what I know about this topic. Here's the deal. Benjamin, or possibly Benjamin Netanyahu, is the prime minister of Israel. So far, so good.
Yes.
I think. There have been 4 elections for the prime minister in the last 2 years. The last one was 9 months ago, and he and this guy Gantz decided they tied. So they're like, let's just split it and we'll each be prime minister.
We'll take turns.
What's that? Yeah, we'll take turns.
You go first, I'll go second.
And that was 9 months ago. But now what happened is the government collapsed.
Yes.
And now that deal's off.
That's why you never want to go second. If you're going to be splitting prime minister with anybody, or really splitting anything with anybody, like you get this pizza, I'll get the one later. You want to get first.
You want to eat the first half of the pizza.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
You want to drive the rental car for the first half of the trip. So if you crash it, someone else has to deal with it next.
Yeah.
That's literally all I know. Sticking to this specific topic. Cap, what about you?
I should say you learned while you're doing your research, you didn't know that Bibi and Netanyahu were the same person. You learned that.
That was
Bibi
a whole day of confusion. Yes.
You were asking me questions about these two different people.
I was like, I was like 11 hours into studying this. And I was like, Kaplan, who is Bibi?
Yeah.
And he's like, that's Netanyahu. I'm like, who's Netanyahu? He's like, that's Bibi. So
yeah,
I'm way lost.
I'm a little more. I know Israel a little more. And I would say what my bullet point is, for like the first like 30 years of Israel's existence, I think it was just like a socialist country run by the Labor Party. It was simple. One party was always in charge. But since my lifetime, as an adult, it's been like almost always, even though every Jew I know in America is liberal, it's been very right of center for most of my adulthood. And Netanyahu has been in charge he was in charge in the 90s for a few years. And now he's been in charge for the last 10 years. It seems like he's going to be in charge forever. So, and then the other thing I always say, it's a blowhard tip that I give everyone, I want them to come out of this episode with, is whenever you complain about the American system,
yes,
electoral college, anything you want to say, I always say parliaments are a mess. They're worse. And Israel's the number one example because it's a shit show when you have all these different parties. And everything.
All right. Well, let's find out. Yeah, let's find out. So as we bring it, I want to give Benji a proper introduction here. Benji Lovett, he's a comedian based in Israel. He moved to Israel in 2006. He has been featured in the USA Today. Have you heard of it, Kaplan?
I've heard.
Time Magazine. You heard of that? Ooh, BBC Radio, The Atlantic, maybe the Pacific, multiple oceans around the world. Oh, The Atlantic Magazine.
That's a magazine. Yes.
The Times of Israel.
BB is Netanyahu.
He's toured with Jim Gaffigan, with Ilan Gold.
Friend of mine.
We got to get both of them on this show at some point. He, during 2014, wait, let's see. He did something else with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. All right, let's bring him in. Benji Lovett, welcome to the show.
Shalom.
Thank you. This is great to be here.
Yeah, thanks for doing it.
Thank you for doing it, man.
Wait, hold on. You're telling me Bibi and Netanyahu are the same person? I had not. I spent 14 years. I had no idea.
Get a long gold on the phone, Kaplan. We found the wrong guest.
Yeah.
So what's going on? What did I get right out of that? Have there been four elections in 2 years?
There will have been four. Our fourth election is on March 23rd. Four elections in 2 years. Yeah. Please don't remind us. It's very painful.
Okay. So what's normal? Is it one every three?
Yeah. What's a...
Well, we never get there. I think a full term is supposed to be 4 years. That never happens.
Okay. Why?
Because it's funny. We do the opposite. Like you were saying, like everything went like everything, you know, people think the American system is messed up. Well, look at Israel. So this is the first time we're like, we think this country's messed up. Look what's going on in the States. Like,
yes. Oh, and we should say, by the way, you're from Texas originally.
Yeah. I'm American.
Israel a long time. So the accent. Okay. There we go. Now we're caught up. This isn't a fake American accent you're doing.
Yeah. I sound, this is how I talk. Yeah. I sound very Texan. My parents are from the Bronx. That's why, you know, I'm a Jew.
Give me that Israeli. Move your hands a little more. I want to see a little.
What's the problem?
So what's happened in the last 2 years? What's like, why have there been so many elections?
So like I said these guys beforehand, like when you want to know about politics, definitely talk to a comedian. I didn't prepare for this. I feel like the Jewish guilt and the pressure to explain it articulately. So here's the thing. So it is a parliamentary system. So when there's an election, you don't vote for, you know, in America, it's this candidate or that candidate.
Yes.
Here, you're not voting directly for the prime minister. You're voting for the party. And everything, this is all presumably how it's supposed to work, is that every party has like their list of, you know, of parliament members. Like if this party gets this many seats, like, you know, this guy's number one. Like imagine if the Democratic Party had like their 20 senators like ranked.
Yeah.
So, you know, if when the election happens that you vote for whatever party you want to vote for, they count up all the votes. And you have to get a minimum number of votes to cross like the threshold to be allowed to be entered into parliament.
Okay.
I think it's 4% now.
4%, okay.
We'll call it 3. That was close enough.
There we go. Don't ask him details, Kaplan. We're sticking with broad generalities.
People understand what it means. Yeah.
So the votes are divided up by, you know, if let's say one party got 50% of the votes, never happened, but they would then get like 50% of the parliament seats.
Okay.
So there are 120 seats in the parliament. It's called the Knesset. That's the name of the parliament. So you have to get 61 to win, to rule. So let's say, you know, the Likud, Netanyahu's party, typically for the last several elections, they will get the most seats. Not, they will get a plurality, not a majority. They'll get like 30, 35. So basically, you know, you want to come, you know, you want to come back the next day and say BB won or this person won. That's only the beginning, right? Once we find out the next day which party got how many seats, that's only the beginning of the process. Because then, typically, whichever party gets the most votes gets the first crack at forming a coalition.
Yeah, you got to
like 90
deal.
Days. Yeah, so they have to like go to all the different parties and say, "I'll give you this if you give me that," and this and that. So in the last few elections, no one can get a majority. No one can form a coalition, let's say. So I'm losing track. So basically, for the last several elections, okay, for the last three,
yeah,
and the ones preceding that, the big plot that, you know, that the opposition has been, just, you know, we're not Netanyahu. Vote for us because we're like the Democrats. We're like anyone but Trump.
Yes.
Right? Never Trump. Here, never Netanyahu. Here
it's like anyone but Bibi. So in the last three elections, it's been this former general. Was he? I think he was the chief of the Joint Chief of Staffs. So he was like the is that what you call it in English? The senior general,
like the head of the army,
military figure. His name is Benny Gantz.
Okay.
And no political background at all. You know, once upon a time, I mean, I guess also in America, like Eisenhower was a general. You know, once upon a time, it was thought that if you had a military background, that
George
gave you-
Washington.
We used to do it all the time until Eisenhower. George Washington. Yeah, we had a.
So there was, you know, so those guys had credibility. So Gantz, despite not being in politics, said, "I'm a man of morals, and you know, I just want what's best for the country, and I'm not Netanyahu." And he said, I forget what happened in each election, but." There was no conclusive victor. So after the last election, the third one, I don't know if this is too much detail, not enough.
No, this is great. This is perfect.
After the last one, Gantz said his big promise was, I will not join his coalition. I will not sit with Netanyahu. And then what happened? I don't know if you guys heard, there's a global pandemic right now. Did that make it to the States? Have you heard about that?
We conquered it. We had great leadership and we don't have it here. So, yeah.
Wow. Fantastic.
We just went away. Invisible enemy gone.
We defeated it.
Defeated it. Yep.
Never mind the hospitals.
They're writing articles in China about what a great job we did and how we're back to normal.
So do you have the 5G inside you? Or how does that work? We haven't gotten it yet over here.
So there was a pandemic.
Yeah, I was. I forgot to have fun. I was so busy talking about awful politics. So basically, Gantz said, I'm breaking my promise. He said, these are extenuating circumstances. The country is in dire straits. The economy is crashing. These are not normal times. So I'm going to sit in a coalition with him. And the agreement was that Netanyahu would serve first and there'd be a rotation and then Gantz would take over. First of all, so a lot of people said there's no way Netanyahu's going to keep his word. He's going to find some way to get out of it. And second of all, what I didn't even mention is that Netanyahu was indicted for
bribery
and graft. Have you ever been accused of graft? I don't think I've ever used that in a sentence before.
What is graft? I don't even know what that means.
I don't know. It's bad stuff. So, Netanyahu is I don't know if I'm getting ahead of myself. He's brilliant. He has been Trump-like in ways. He's been divisive more and more in recent years. He attacks the media, but the guy's smart. He's done great things for this country. He was at one time, a decent, legitimate politician, but people are like, enough is enough. We need term limitations. He's out, for himself, and he wants to be in power so he doesn't go to jail or whatever. So, whatever.
So,
I'm gonna stop now and
drink myself. There's no term limits, though, right? In a parliament, you can't have a term limit. Like, it's just because
there's no term limitations in this country. There's no rule saying you can only serve this many years.
Yeah.
That's so, okay. My first question is would Gantz and Netanyahu's parties, they would be, no one's getting the majority, but they're getting the most of the plurality. Is that they're getting the highest?
So the Likud got, basically the Likud and Gantz's party. Well, by the way, Gantz's career is finished. He's not even going to get.
His party was the blue and white.
I have a million questions on that. Let's start with So they got the two most. Because how many parties run in a parliamentary election?
A lot. I don't know. Let's say there's at least 10 legitimate ones.
Okay. Wow. So some people might get like 8 seats, 11 seats, 30, 12.
Yeah, so the thing is, so in America, it's like, I mean, who are these people who like are undecided the day of the election? It's absurd. But here, there's a lot of strategic voting. I guess if there's a third party in the states, you're like, well, do I want to vote for them? Is it throwing my vote away?
Yeah.
So here it's like, you're not necessarily voting, do I want to vote for the party who speaks to me the most? Or do I want to say like, I want to get BB out of here. So I'm going to vote for, it's not even as important to vote for your party as much like the bloc. Like you might vote for like the left wing block.
And do they make those blocks in advance of the election or after?
Well, everyone knows, pretend that Elizabeth Warren and Bernie are like the very left wingers and Biden's the moderate, so it's like,
right.
You can kind of tell
ideological.
You can tell kind of where it's going. Okay.
But it's even more confusing here because you have like the security issues, the economic issues, and the religious issues. So you might have like this left wing, this party aligning with this right wing party because they have similar beliets on one thing.
Well, that's
anyway.
I was going to ask about that because what I was looking up, they said sometimes like there's a far left wing party that's going to form a bloc with a far right wing because they're both anti. They just want to get Netanyahu out. But it almost seems like that would cause upheaval in America if like AOC, Ocasio-Cortez ran a party and then she just after the election just formed a coalition with like Ted Cruz.
Did you dumb down AOC for me or for the listeners?
For myself. That was for me. Ocasio-Cortez. Yeah. Well, she says you can only call her AOC if you know her. I think.
All right.
So that was why I was doing that for her actually.
He respects.
But that would, that would cause both of those supporters, the Cruz supporters in Texas and the AOC supporters in the Bronx, to like have a conniption fit that the person they voted for is, you know, that they're like now joining with the other side. That doesn't happen in Israel,
or they're just. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like so the ultra-Orthodox Jews are all vote together as a block. You know, they're like one issue voters. They don't care about like this. They just care about like their religion. So it's not a really right wing. I mean, they usually align with the right wing parties, but they'll sort of align with anyone who lets them be in the court. Okay. Everybody wants to court them because they have so much power. But
and isn't it like they
give, question from?
No, I'm sorry. They'll give them something to say over like marriage, right? Or something like that. Like is because I know like, my brother got married in like America because he couldn't get married in Israel because it wasn't going to be recognized. It wasn't religious.
This is a whole other thing. Yeah, there's no separation between church and state here. Yeah. So the,
So that's an example. Go on.
Yeah, I mean, it's just it's like in any country. Like I guess I don't know what the equivalent is in America, but you know, like you have to really. I mean, I guess with like gay marriage or anything, like unfortunately, progress has to be incremental because it's all about politics and you can't just follow your heart. Yeah. You have to like make alliances and whatever. So you were asking. Let's say the Gantz's party, blue and white, and Netanyahu's party, Likud, both got like 35 seats last time.
Yeah.
And what was your question?
Well, then they could join together and form and win, right? They could join if you had 35 and 35, that would be 70.
Right, but Gantz was like the opposition. He was like, you know, everyone who voted for him was against Netanyahu.
So in the past, in the last three, the first two, I guess, would Netanyahu just then form a coalition with other people? Or how did decide?
He couldn't do it. He didn't because, I mean, for the first, like you were saying, for the first, you know, decades, the Socialist Party was ruling. Like the Labor Party is like the classic socialist, you know, left-wing.
Kibbutzes and everything, Israel.
Yeah, they Yitzhak Rabin was the prime minister who was assassinated in the 90s. That was his party. They used to get like 40 seats. They're probably not going to even make the parliament this time. Like they've been reduced to nothing.
And that's like far what we would say is left wing in America.
It's like the mainstream left wing party, right? It's
okay.
Like
for a number of reasons, there are still left wingers here, but like their leadership sucks, and you know.
Yeah. So everything's center to the right. So.
Well, the party. I mean, there's been a lot of articles written saying dissenting things. I mean, the government for the last 20 years has been right wing. But most Israelis are not right wing. I mean, Tel Aviv is millions of people who are, you know, this is as liberal city as you'll find. You know, most of the country is probably center, but for a variety of reasons, the right keeps winning.
So how does
Netanyahu keeps winning?
That is interesting though. Cause like in America, even if it's hard to say it's in most places, it's hard to maintain popularity for more than 8 years, 10 years. You're going to do something that's going to get you out unless you're a dictator. But Netanyahu's not a dictator. He has to get elected. His team.
Well, it's funny. If you ask people who, you know, if you ask real Israelis, I mean, I'm an immigrant. Like a lot of people say, like, he's acting dictatorial now. I mean.
Oh, okay.
I think Trump is 100 times worse, but you know, Trump is acting like a dictator, I think. I mean, in America, it's a democracy.
Right.
But
he just doesn't have the power to do anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Most Israelis don't like Bibi, but he is the one who you know, there's the devil you know versus the devil you don't know. And we haven't even mentioned that we live in the Middle East, surrounded by like Hezbollah, Hamas, you know, Iran, who's developing nuclear bombs. Like, you know, people trust him to keep Israel secure. Some people trust him to keep Israel secure. Or, you know, the left wing, the Labor Party or his opponents haven't provided a vision. You know, it's just like, you know, I mean, it's very similar to in America. You know, a lot of people said Biden, you know, he's just saying, don't vote Trump. But what do you stand for? So, you know.
But Biden won, right?
Yes, he did win.
Yeah.
But, we'll see.
My point is that, like, Trump's, when Trump came in, it just comparing the two for this for a second, I know there's a million things that they don't line up on, meaning Netanyahu and Trump. But when Trump came in, he came in as I'm an outsider. We're going to drain the swamp. We're going to get rid of the elites, even though he is an elite. But forget that for the second. He was going to get all those people and get rid of the elites. But then that worked the first time, but it didn't work this time because it didn't ring true because he was in the White House. He was the one in power. So if you're getting rid of the people in power, who are you getting rid of? From what I've read, but I could be wrong, Netanyahu had that same refrain when he started out and maybe or not started out, but 10 years when he came back in 10 years ago. How does he maintain that when he's the one already in? Is it because he's tough on the other countries around the Middle East?
Yeah, I don't even know. I mean, he was prime minister for, I think, 3 years in the 90s and then like 11 years now. I don't remember the 90s.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember the 90s, but I don't know why he was elected then.
Yeah.
But, you know, now it's, you know, a lot of people, it's like everywhere in the world, people are divided and they vote, people vote emotionally.
Yeah.
And, you know, he incites and he uses fear tactics and he's always attacking the, you know, the liberal media hates me, but it's just that, you know, I mean, I have a joke about it in my act, like how, you know, some people are like, there's nobody else. Like, you know, it's just what a ridiculous statement that is. Like, yeah. You know,
Israelis will like 10 other parties.
Yeah, like Israelis vote for the same person over and over and over again. But if they go and have like bad hummus, they will never like give it a second chance. Yeah. But it's just like, you know, as an American, it drives me nuts. Like, give someone a chance. But then I try to imagine like Israeli, like this is, you know, the Middle East is different. That's what like the West doesn't understand. Like if my family were like, if I had family members who were blown up on buses or died in wars, like it's scary and people are scarred and, you know, maybe the status quo is, they think the status quo is better or those are some answers.
Yeah. But, okay.
I mean, so there needs about, to be, you know, it's yeah.
Sorry. I don't mean to keep cutting you off, by the way.
No.
Going. Okay, cool. I'm just, so this is super interesting to me. So back to Gantz, let's see. So why would he make that deal to give up the first 18 months or Gantz? Sorry. Why would he give up the first 18 months?
It's interesting. Everybody, you know, everyone's English speakers say Gantz and only after like a year of this politics when my crappy Hebrew kicked in, I'm like, wait a second, there's no ass sound in Hebrew. It must be Gantz. But I read English, you know, English newspapers where it looks like Gantz. So I sort of stopped paying attention. I feel like when you're an immigrant, you know, from China, I feel like I'm responsible for following like the politics of pop culture of two countries. Like I get screamed at if I haven't watched every show from every country. So I sort of paid more attention to America since 2016, but people knew, I mean, Bibi is so good at politics. Like he just, I don't know the details of how he does it, but you know, he's basically never groomed a successor. Anyone who's sort of gotten close to him in his party, he topples or cuts their legs out from under them. So people are like, you know, Gantz has no chance, you know, like when it's all about, you know, alliances and this and that.
Even when he made the deal, kind of everyone knew it wasn't going to work out.
Yeah. People are like, you know, Bibi's a snake. He's never going to keep his word. And, you know, either he's going to like, I'm not following the details, but for months there's been a question about the budget. Like I think we still haven't passed the budget for 2020, which is now over.
Which is why we're having the election, we should say, right? Is that the
So Bibi, like, you know, what people are suffering, you know, economically, and he like pulled strings and didn't, you know, presumably didn't pass this budget, so the coalition would fall and he'd have to go to elections again. Like every election costs billions of shekels. It's a lot of money. So, you know, people are like, Bibi's never going to keep his word. I mean, I guess you could like, we were so naive in 2015 or 2016, like how can Trump get away with this? Like, it's ridiculous. I thought, well, how is Bibi not going to keep his word? Like, isn't it like in writing? And stuff? Like my friends are like, no, he's never going to do that.
Has it happened before in Israel history where prime ministers, do you know, have they ever had a deal like this before? And someone's kept
there
it?
Was a rotation in the 80s, with Yitzhak Rabin, Yitzhak Shamir, I think.
Okay.
But, Gantz, like his supporters, you know, people I talk to, they're like, I mean, I asked, like, didn't he do a noble thing? Like, he thought he was doing something for the good of the country. And they're like, no, like, he should never have, he promised us he should never join the coalition. And I guess because he looks like a sucker, which is like the worst thing in Israeli society. Like,
oh yeah,
there's a word friar. I think it comes from German. Like, you don't want to look like a sucker. You know, Gantz is like, he just got like so outfoxed that his political career is over. Like, people are leaving his party, for, you know, for other parties. And like,
wait, so is he over? He's over because he got outfoxed. So people don't feel bad for him. My next question was going to be like, where are his supporters? Wouldn't they feel like there'd be revolution if there was some deal made between Biden and say Trump, and then one of them didn't live up to it? The other side would be going absolutely apeshit. So instead of doing that, has his supporters just been like, oh, he's an idiot for even taking that deal, and then left them?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, it's also not like, I mean, the election cycle is so short here.
Yeah,
I mean, in the States, it's like 2 years, which is crazy. But, it's not like he has huge supporters. Like, the parties, okay. I mean, his party sprung up overnight. Like, now yeah. They're new parties for this next election, which is another thing that's so annoying.
And he, but, sorry.
Yeah.
I was just going to say.
It's just that, it's not like anyone loved him. He just symbolized, it could have been anyone running against Netanyahu. It's not like, you know, these people who are like bleeding. You know, I mean, like, I guess like Biden,
yeah.
Like, how many like people bleed Biden blue? Nah, they're just like, he's the guy that we hope wins.
And I was going to say, Gantz, correct if I'm wrong, but he wasn't really ideological liberal or anything. He was even more right of center. He was just not Netanyahu. So his supporters, they've seen that he got played by Netanyahu, which means he could get played by, you know, Iran or the Palestinians or anybody. So it's like, why would I even want this guy? I could totally see the logic of being bailing on him right now and finding a different guy in the center or gal who's, you know, not in Yahoo. That would make sense to me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know enough about like how foreign diplomacy works, but
I mean, yeah, just
it's just I just think there's gotta be, I mean, there should be term limitations. I mean, come on, like, you know, the same guy for so long, it's just not healthy.
No. Well, I want to get to term limitations, but first, yeah. Kaplan, magic Ooh. Spoon.
Good segue.
We got cereal to promote, Kaplan. This is okay. So we've been talking about this for a few weeks now. Magic Spoon is the official sponsor of the Lost in America podcast. We've been doing this show for 4 years, Benji. This is our first paying sponsor we've
presenting
ever had.
Sponsor.
Yeah. So we're very excited. We had so much, this is our third week promoting Magic Spoon. So many of our listeners bought Magic Spoon our first week that they ordered a bunch more ads. So thank you, everyone. If you want to get Magic Spoon, the cereal we're talking about, go to magicspoon.com/lost. Magic Spoon is here. Well, let's say how we found. How are your kids? So Benji, what Magic Spoon is, it's cereal that has all the flavors you had as a kid. It's cocoa, it's fruity, it's frosted,
sugary.
It's blueberry. It's that sugary cereal that you had when we all had when we were kids, except for there's zero sugar, 11 grams of protein, 3 net grams of carbs.
Yeah. It's my kids love it. They're addicted. I gave them, you know, they're back at school today. First day back. They don't have, the lunches are disgusting this year because of the situation. So I said, I packed them a snack. I said, you know what I'm packing you guys? Some Magic Spoon. And Teddy said, give me the fruity one. He doesn't know because we don't speak about terrestrial cereals.
I'm going to have to, they said we can't mention that, Kaplan. Oh, so I'm going to have to go back and edit out what you just said.
Oh, it's fine. But they don't know fruity. He said, give me the fruity one. He loves that one. I gave Ruby the chocolate one, the cocoa one. She said it's delicious. She gave me big thumbs up. She said, they're loving it. It's like a real snack. And it's, of course, a breakfast. You can have it it's a meal replacement. You can have it any time of day. And
it's
keto-friendly,
it's gluten-free, yeah. Grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free. And Kaplan, what else?
I wanted to add for our Israeli listeners and watchers on YouTube, it's got a big UO there. It's kosher dairy. So this is a meal you can give. You can bring it to, they're going to Hebrew school. I'm going to pack it as a snack to Hebrew school. I won't get in trouble with the rabbi. And it's delicious. It's grain-free. They have a ton of flavors, and you can check them all out. Yeah.
I got it. So I was just visiting my brother in Virginia, and I took some down there because I wanted to get his kids hooked on it so that he would start buying. Because, you know, he unsubscribed from our Patreon show.
I mean, this is how you can make up for it, though. If you haven't unsubscribed for Patreon, you buy Magic Spoon through our promo code.
By magic, he was sick of the what he says lies we were spreading about him. We're telling the truth. But anyway, so I got it for his kids. They loved it. They ate it for breakfast. They ate the blueberry. They loved the blueberry. Ate it for breakfast, and then also took it with them on as they put it into a Ziploc and took it as a snack around the day to take them around the day. MagicSpoon.com/lostkept. Go ahead.
I was going to say, it's in these times, you know, when you're out and about with your kids, you don't want to be running in because of the coronavirus. You'll be running into places to buy snacks. You bring snacks with you, bring Magic Spoon, put in a Ziploc. It's delicious. It's healthy. You're going to raise not fat slob kids. You're going to raise thin kids this way. Very important. They're not going to, it's just the way that you want to live. You want to live healthy with keto.
Buy your first box of Magic Spoon because you love us, because you support the show. Buy the second box for you. That's what we always say.
Buy the third because you love your heart.
Yeah, you won't have a heart attack like Kaplan did.
Pre-Magic Spoon, I had one. Since I started eating this, I've had zero heart attacks.
Heart attacks in the last 3 weeks.
And I went skiing, which is when I had a heart attack last time. And I brought Magic Spoon with me, and it saved my life.
So magicspoon.com/lost for Lost in America. Lost, and be sure to use our promo code LOST at checkout to get free shipping now. Term limits. So why don't they have term limits?
Wait, now a word for our local sponsor, you forgot to say.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Now a word from your local sponsor. All right, we're back. Now,
I Googled Magic Spoon. I'd never heard of it. Can you see this? You probably not. Oh, people ask, is Magic Spoon actually good? You see that?
Well, I hope
I'm
the answer
is. Yes, it is.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Look at that. They love it even in Israel.
Is Magic Spoon, where, hold on. Does Magic Spoon cereal cause gas? Should we reveal the answer?
Never.
Absolutely not.
I mean,
no, it does not.
Look at that, Google.
We're killing it with Magic Spoon here. So back to the term limit. So there are are people saying there should be? Or what's the deal with that?
I am. I mean, I don't know. I mean, first of all, like, the funny thing is, and again, like I'm sure you've had this similar experience in China. Like when you immigrate, your first inclination, I'm losing my English, is to like compare and criticize, and this is so weird. And then at some point it hit me like, you know, maybe America is the outlier or the weird one. So I need like a third country to compare to. So, you know, are term limitations normal? I don't know. But like Germany, I think also does not have. Because like, hasn't Angela Merkel been chancellor for 12 years or something like that?
Yeah, but so, they don't want to risk it. They've had some problems in the past with elections, so they got to stick with her.
She's been around a while.
Everyone loves her.
You just violated my safe space when you say that. So, one of the big challenges for this next election, and I wouldn't even know what he looked like if he walked in here, but a former... maybe the number two guy in the Likud party, his name is Gideon Saar. Yes. And he just like broke off. Oh, you guys did your research. So he just broke off and he started a new party. And I think someone said like, we need term limitations. So I guess it's on somebody's radar.
His new party is called A New Hope, which I like. It's got like a Star Wars.
I'm always cautious when they name it something too good, you know? Yeah. Like when I was in high school, Benji, I wanted to register. Like when I was 18, I was going to go register to vote. And I said, I'm an independent. And so I registered. There was an American Independent Party. I joined. I'm like, oh, that's me.
I know where that's going.
I joined the American Independent Party. I got home. My mom was like, Turner, you just joined the Nazi Party. The Nazi Party of America is called the American Independent Party. So then it took like 3 more months to change it. Now I can never run for office.
You're like canceled now.
At one point, I was a Nazi for 3 months in high school. So I don't like this New Hope. I don't like anything.
That's right. Who was not a Nazi for 3 months in high school? Let's be honest. We all have stages.
Everybody.
You know, some people kiss, same sex experimentation. Some people are Nazis.
I will also say you can hear more of on our Patreon show. I accidentally was the leader of precursor to Antifa in high school as well.
Were you an anti-fascist while you were a fascist at the same time?
I was all over the board. So what is going on with the next election? Hope. Is Netanyahu for sure going to win it?
No, absolutely not. He barely won the last few times. No, he's definitely, he seems to have 9 lives. I mean, he, you can never count him out, but he's not definitely going to win it.
Do people think Yeah, I was going to say, do people think like it's going to be different? Because we've had three elections where like nothing was accomplished, it seems. Like you couldn't get a majority enough to make a real go coalition. Do people think this time is going to be different for some reason? Or is it just...
Nobody knows. I mean, what drives me crazy is that there's this like... So I guess once upon a time, these parties really had like different ideological stances. Like this one was the left-wing party. This one was the right-wing party. And now it just has become these personality-driven, you know, this is the BB party. This is like in America, you know. This is, you know, this is, yeah, it's like all these, it's also, we also need more women. I mean, it seems like guys, it seems like the men have other chances, these, you know, former generals with big egos, like stop starting parties every 5 seconds. Just like.
Well, I did think gold
of my year. Do you have a gold of my year junior in the ranks? No.
You know, I asked people like, how did I mean, it is crazy. Like in the machismo Middle East, like how did a woman get elected prime minister when America's never had a woman? And the answer is always like, well, she was very manly. I mean, she was like,
So
she was pretty tough
in the past. I just want to get this straight. So, and Cap, you might know this too. When they don't have, when no one has the plural, no one has the majority and they can't form a coalition, does that mean that the current government just continues? Is that the way it works?
Well, during that time, I mean, yeah, the government, well, I mean, you go to another election. I mean, in the time of the negotiation, I guess the government keeps functioning, I guess. But
and that's why they've had the four. That's why they just keep going and going and going.
Yeah, I mean, we had a government this last time for a year or so, but it's toppling. But, you know, maybe, I mean, a few years ago, they made a change. They thought maybe if they raised the threshold of the number of votes you need to enter the Knesset parliament, that'll get rid of some of the little parties and will, you know, stop the fracturing. But clearly it hasn't worked. I don't know. It just... yeah.
And what's up with the criminal charges? I mean, like, is the deal...
What's graft? Really? What's graft anyway? Well,
yeah. Well, as long as he's in power, can he not be charged? Is that the deal?
Well, that's... Yeah, he's also been... That's why he's been... I don't want to say Trump-like.
Netanyahu, I guess we're talking about here.
Yeah, he's got...
Yeah, that's why he's corruption. Been, you know... He's been... out for himself because he wants to reduce the power of the Supreme Court, or he wants to put in judges who will give him immunity, or he wants to pass, you know, he's hoping to pass some kind of law that if he's in power, he'll be granted immunity, which obviously is a conflict of interest. So, I mean, I think before the last election, there was a lot of people saying like, whether you're guilty or not, like step down. It's too much of a distraction. You can't be running a country when you're also fighting a court case, whatever.
Yeah, I saw that somebody bought him like $260,000 worth of like jewelry for his wife and cigars. And this is like a crazy corruption case of just like bribery to get, you know, so, but he just, it's the attorney general he's in charge of. Is that how, like, so he can just, as long as he's in charge, he can stay out of it.
I mean, I'm not really sure. I mean, look now, like a lot of people are saying, you know, like he gets credit, I think, for these peace agreements or normalization agreements with the UAE and Bahrain and Sudan. I mean, that's historic.
We did a podcast about the UAE agreement that we did. Yeah. How are those going?
I mean, that's historic. So a lot of people are saying, look, who cares if he accepts, you know, a box of cigars at this, but you know, I mean, it's a slippery slope. If you're like, you know, a corrupt or undemocratic or a douchebag, like there are consequences.
So the game plan for him seems like just stay in office indefinitely.
That's what it just seems like for several years. He just seems to care more about himself than anything else. So, yeah.
I mean, enough. As long as Ariel Sharon was in office for a while and then he got a coma and then he was. So yeah. Maybe that's the Netanyahu's just going to stay till the end. He's just.
Right. And is there any Trump versus Biden? Is any one of them better or worse? In the eyes of Israel,
So Israel is like I think Trump has the most favorable ratings here. Ratings is a weird word. He's most favorably looked upon here, I think, more than anywhere in the world. Because Israel, you know, what it was, right? I mean, I don't think this should be the case, but Israelis are like, you know, they're one issue people.
Sure,
they think that he is, you know, is better for Israel. I had a Facebook status like 4 years ago before he was elected. I feel like it's what was it? It's like, you know, some Israelis could see like a meteor plummeting towards Earth. and they would vote for the meteor if they thought he was good for Israel or something like that. Like,
yes.
You know, it's like, or it's, you know, it's like renting a first class room on the Titanic. It's like, okay, you've got a nice room, but like, you know, you're all going to suffer eventually. Like, so, you know, the, I mean.
Yeah, no, we were the Iran deal happened, you know, and Netanyahu really stood up to Obama. So is that kind of tied in where like Netanyahu is seen as like, he'll stand up to the American presidents who are seen.
Yeah,
as
some people think that. I mean, like, look, like, you know, some people think, and look, I'm torn. Like, I think like, oh God, just don't piss off America. But on the other hand, like, you know, I mean, I actually did not vote in the Obama elections. I thought, well, I'm not living there. I shouldn't vote. I would have voted for him. But I also thought, like, as did a lot of people, like, he's a sucker, the word I used before, a friar. Like, you know, I mean, talk about not knowing how to negotiate with, like, in the Middle East, you know, Iranians, like, people think, you know, Obama got conned. I mean, like, they're not keeping their word.
Of course. Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, what do you do? Like, on one hand, like, I want Netanyahu to play nicely with Obama and don't, you know, don't, that's the ultimate chutzpah to go into the Congress and, you know, disagree with the U.S. president. But on the other hand, chutzpah is, often
successful,
a good thing. I mean, yeah, I mean, Iran, there's headlines that all the top headlines here now are about Iran enriching uranium. It's not good.
It's just a totally different, as you said, it's a totally different case when you're living in the middle of it, as opposed to us in the United States, when Iran's an ocean away, you know,
you could be a very liberal person, but you're still thinking about your security because you're and that could be way more important than what the, you know, marriage policy or anything else is, tax policy or
do the New Hope and then Gantz and then Netanyahu differ politically, or are they pretty similar except for the fact that the other two just want to get rid of Netanyahu?
Gantz and people said Gantz and Netanyahu were not, their parties were not so different. I mean, this is talk about chutzpah. If your listeners don't know what that means, it's like audacity.
I should say that a lot. I've gotten a ton of feedback from listeners that say Kaplan's teaching them a lot of new words.
I assume they know chutzpah. I feel like that's like one of our more mainstream Jewish words, but maybe they don't.
I don't know. There's a lot of.
Yeah, I'm gonna go back. I gotta go back and listen to some of your previous episodes.
Chutzpah.
But yeah, so this is chutzpah, like. The Likud party, if you go, I haven't been to their website recently, but if you went to their website, they didn't even publish a platform. Like, that is chutzpah. Like, they basically don't give a...
Netanyahu's party.
I don't know if we can curse here. Like, yeah, they don't give a damn about voters. But...
no platform.
I mean, look, like, the problem is, it's just that, you know, whether you're left-wing or not, like, it's not healthy to not have a strong opposition. The left-wing is dead right now. And not that there are no left-wing voters, but the leadership is in shambles. And
so New Hope, Gantz, and Netanyahu are all either center or right, center to right wing. Netanyahu has no, his platform is just me. Just vote for me.
Just vote for me. He's like Trump. It's very Trump-like. Like, just vote
I don't know
for
if
me.
Trump had a platform.
Because
no,
the Republican Party didn't have a platform this election. So it is similar.
It sounds very similar in that sense.
But I mean, but there's also no debates here, which is annoying. Like, there's no debates where you can actually hear what they stand for, which is extremely annoying.
Just ads, just attack ads. Like,
oh, what do they have? What is an election cycle like?
It's very short. It's and now I feel like a dumb immigrant. Like, I don't know. I mean, it's just in America, it's 50 elections. So, you know, they're traveling around the campaigns. Here, there's just one district.
Yeah.
There's one tiny state. You also didn't mention there's a party. I mean, there's a couple of politicians. Naftali Bennett is the head of the Yamina party, which is a strong opposition. There's Yair Lapid, who.
That's who my brother's voting for, I believe, if I'm allowed to say his endorsement. He lives in Israel. He voted for Biden, too. So he didn't do what you did. He double dips.
Oh, big but, get. Stephen Kaplan. Big
Stephen
get.
Kaplan endorsement. Lapid. Is that someone on the left, I assume, right?
Lapid. He's, I don't know, center left.
Yeah. Maybe. Big get.
I voted in the last two elections. The Tel Aviv mayor is 76. Oh. He's been mayor for 22 years now. Like, shut the hell, like, retire.
So what is
it? We really need women.
There's no women?
Not really.
Is there, during the elections, are there commercials on TV?
Yes, but I don't watch them because I'm a dumb immigrant.
Okay. Are there... but they don't give speeches. Oh, they don't have debates.
Right.
Yeah. It's interesting. And then it's probably only, what, a month or a few weeks or something?
Yeah, it's a couple months. It's very quick, yeah.
Is it personally funded? Do either one of you guys know? Or, like, cause you know how here it's like if you have the most money, typically, pre-Trump, if you had the most money, you usually won, right?
I assume Netanyahu's getting money from people. Just guessing, though. Yeah, what are the rules?
I don't know much about that. It's not, money's not as big of a thing here.
It's not as big of a deal.
And who is Lieberman still, is that he's like very nationalist?
Yeah, Avigdor Lieberman. So he was sort of a hero of the second election a couple of years ago because so Bibi is pissed off every former ally. Like Lieberman used to be an ally of him. You know, he one of them turned they had a falling out, whoever turned his back on the other one. Naftali Bennett used to be a right-hand man of Netanyahu. So Lieberman could have gone into the coalition. And at the last minute, he like spurned Netanyahu. So he became like a hero for but did he do it for, you know, ideological reasons? Or was it because he wants to be prime minister someday? I don't know.
Yeah, it's such a fascinating thing. There's all these conservative-leaning people who then like don't want to be basically allies with Netanyahu anymore. And yet,
I mean, it could be a preview of what we get, you know. Yeah. I mean, Mitt Romney's the first one to turn on Trump. Well, he was never really with Trump, but it could, once it's not politically advantageous anymore, that could start happening here. If it does one day become not politically advantageous. Do you see any world where Netanyahu leaves 2 months from now if he loses?
Leaves what?
Leaves office.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's not Trump.
He's not going to contest the election and hold rallies.
Yeah. I mean, he's not, you know, he...
voter fraud.
He could be a pain in the butt, but he's not insane.
Okay, yeah. All right, well, that's good to know.
That's good to know.
And go ahead, Kev.
No, I was going to say, what about with the, like, because we're trying to figure out, like, why will this be different? So there's these peace deals, which you mentioned, and then there's the whole coronavirus situation where Israel now is having this incredible vaccination program. At least in America, we're getting all this press about how great you guys are doing the vaccination.
Oh, yeah. You guys are really showing us up.
You're really making everybody
told.
Possibly hate you
like
more.
The world is showing America. But
is that going to help him?
Yeah.
Because it shows how competent the government is in a way? Or
no, I try to do some research. I mean, he seems to have handled the pandemic awfully. I mean, the reason for the vaccinations is we have like great socialized medicine and very efficient health, you know, HMOs and technology. Like, you know, you just get a text message from your HMO telling you to go down and get vaccinated. It's just very efficient, but he doesn't get credit for that. I mean, I sort of figured it's the same thing here as in the States. It's just about turnout. It's about who shows up to vote. Mm. And he could definitely lose. No question.
Is turnout typically pretty high? Percentage?
I think it's in the 60s, 60.
That's pretty good.
It's a percent. You know what sucks about in America? Here, I don't know how it is in other countries. It's a day off here. It's a national day off to go in. So there's no reason not to vote.
Not here.
Not here.
I wish it were like that in America.
We like to work. We're a working country. It's stupid. Makes no sense. What about the comedy? Can I ask you comedy questions?
I don't want to talk about yes, please.
Yeah, he's like enough questions about. So I was going to ask about Netanyahu's tax. No, go on.
So as an American, obviously shows are in English and I guess about Hebrew.
I've done in Hebrew maybe 10 times, like open mics and stuff. But
the scene's still pretty good in English, yeah.
Yeah, it is really growing. I mean, we had in the last few years like Jim Jeffries, Chris Rock, Seinfeld, Louis C.K. So many people performed here. The English scene is really growing.
I mean, young Israelis all speak English, right? I mean, so.
Yeah, I mean, Netflix, you know, English is, it's the language of the world now.
And then when you guys tour regionally, where do you go? What are the stops outside of Israel?
I really perform in Israel and in the States, you know, in other English. I mean, I do stuff. It's sort of like a niche audience. Like I perform for Jewish audiences and Jewish organizations. So, you know, my stuff's all about being like an expat here and the immigrant experience.
Cool.
Fortunately, there's a lot of English speakers here. There's, you know, nonstop tourists.
Yeah, you might not
Jewish,
have to.
Non-Jewish. Yeah.
That question, by the way, just came from my part of the brain that when I was performing in China for years, you had to, it was like, if you wanted to, a month of touring a year, you had to be in like 9 different countries. You could do like Ho Chi Minh City, Hanoi, the big city in every country was one show, one night.
Wow.
And then you had to go to Bangkok, and then you had to go wherever. But I forget that in Israel, you could probably just tour around Israel.
I mean, are Israelis going to the Middle East, to these countries that we have, that there's peace deals in now? Or have you heard
anything? Oh my God. I mean, so like last month, like 100,000 people were in Dubai. Like everybody was going.
Whoa. It's going. How's that going? Are they well received?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Dubai, I mean, it's like, apparently there's no Arabs there. I mean, not that, you know, all Arabs and Israelis don't like each other, but it's all like Brits and Filipinos, and apparently it's a weird country, like the Emirates. There's like, it's mostly expats, but.
We should do a pod there.
And didn't Morocco just open or recognize Israel?
Is it official? I don't know if it's been signed yet, but yeah, it's, there was some kind of agreements already, but this is more official.
Is Jared Kushner getting all the credit like he is here for these things?
He's not getting the credit, but he should be, right? I mean, it's actually one thing he's done. It's the only accomplishment he has.
I asked a friend of mine, because there's no way, you know, the thing is, these deals have been, I mean, there's been like hush-hush cooperation and collaboration with these countries for decades. A friend of mine told me, why is Kushner getting credit? Because it's not that he really did anything, but he didn't get in the way. Yeah. Like if Biden or Obama were in charge, they would have tried to tie these agreements more to progress with the Palestinians. And the Trump administration is just like, we just want something on our record. So just like, it's transactional, like take this, we'll do this, just sign it, we don't care.
Yeah.
Speaking of Palestinians, one thing we didn't mention is that there's Israeli Arabs vote, and it's about 20% of the population, right? And so there's like, it's called the joint list. It's like all the Arab parties. So
right. So a few years ago, they raised the threshold of.
Right.
So I think Avigdor Lieberman, who you mentioned is nationalist, I think he was behind the effort to raise the threshold in hopes that maybe some of the Arab parties wouldn't get into the parliament. But what they did was that the three Arab parties combined into the joint list, and now they have more power, which is great.
And is there any chance that, like, would anybody ever form a coalition? This is like peace dream world, I guess, of like, an Israeli party forming a coalition with an Arab party.
It hasn't happened yet, but it's going to happen.
Yeah. One that's because maybe these deals help that make it a little more, or maybe not. Yeah,
it's stupid. This is the dumbest analogy ever, but like, I don't know, like gay marriage, like, you know, there's so much about optics. Like Obama wasn't for it until it was palatable. It's just
right. Once it's palatable,
I don't know. Like no one wants to be the first one, or they're afraid that they're, you know, if they align themselves with an Arab party, then they're not, you know, another right-wing party is not going to want to sit with them in the coalition. It's stupid. Somebody will do it.
Yeah.
There was talks about it this last time.
Great. Cool, man. Well, thanks. Thank you so much for doing the podcast. Thank you for sitting through our questions. And by the way, we should have said this in advance, but if 40% of this is accurate and 60% is half accurate, that's better than any of our listeners are getting anywhere else. So
if I get, it's like I'm the smartest kid in the class for getting a 40. Like,
exactly.
Wow.
Speaking of smart words, I didn't mention I taught Turner off air the word Aliyah, which is what you made, right?
When
you So congrats on that. I wanted to know, is there a way to do a turbo Aliyah program for my family to get my parents to get the vaccine?
Well, Cap, explain to our listeners what an Aliyah is. Not the singer Aliyah.
When someone from non-Israel who's Jewish moves to Israel, it's like express. To become a citizen, you can become quickly a citizen if you get, they help you with a job and housing, correct? In the beginning, and that's what my brother did.
For a Jewish person to immigrate to Israel, it's called Aliyah, which is it means like literally going up, like if you're spiritually going up, and you get different benefits. It's a very immigrant friendly country.
But I'd like to send my parents there. They have a granddaughter in Israel and everything. I'd like to get them the vaccine because I don't think they're ever going to get it in America. So I want to know if you have any connections that I can send them right now, and let me know off air.
I can only figure out how to get them on a plane with sick people over the other side of the world. Yeah.
I was trying to convince my parents to commit a crime because prisoners get it very quickly here in America.
They've or become homeless. That's who.
Or become homeless or gain 300 pounds. Yeah. The obese get it quickly too.
Yeah. Anyway,
so there's a lot of avenues, Kaplan.
They don't have to move to Israel. Okay.
Not necessarily. Yeah. It could help. Benji, love it. Thank you so much. How can people find you? How can our listeners follow you?
I have a website, BenjiLoveIt.com, or look me up on all the social media outlets. So I didn't feel nearly as dumb as I feared I might. So thanks for you guys are smart. This is like the most intelligent comedy podcast ever.
Thank you.
That's a great blurb. We should use that. The most intelligent comedy podcast ever.
Yeah, from two idiots, by the way. So how's that happen? And it's L-O-V-I-T-T.
I think I should really check this. I've been telling people, just Google Benji Comedy Israel. I should probably Google that to make sure I still come up at the top, but I'm easy to find.
No, but that's a good Benji thing to say.
It. Yeah.
It sounds good. Just Benji Comedy Israel. I'll be at the top.
Awesome. You guys were fun. Thanks up. A lot.
Thanks so much, and, Benji.
Magic Spoon, eat it.
Yes, yes,
Magic Spoon,
yes.
Everybody, yes.
Oh, Kevin, kosher. Hold it up. Hold it up and talk.
Magic Spoon, it's kosher. Get it.
Wait, get it in the frame. You got to move it over a little bit. There we go.
All right. Now I can't see me. But yeah, Magic Spoon, it's great.
There we go. That's it. Thank you, Benji, Kaplan. Everybody go to patreon.com/lostinamerica. Join the gang. Cap, what should we do?
It's time. I got to go pick up my kids from Hebrew school, actually. So I'm going to get lost.
Get lost.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.